poppin', everybody. Welcome back to A Girl and...
Swa.
What's that now? That's very, very sexual.
A very butched version of Italian. Butchered version of Italian.
Oh, so you're going to come back with a different language.
I went to go sneak in the bathroom and listen to it, but it wasn't sounding.
You probably have your switch turned off.
I tried every way. I was going up and down, but then I just came in here and it worked, but it was too low to hear and whatever. So, hey, listen. Sua, suatra.
Sounds like Spanish.
Sua, suatra.
Sua, suatra.
Sua.
Sua.
Sua. Go ahead, ask your girl. See how wrong I am.
Hey, Siri. Say mother-in-law.
No, no, you got to say her mother-in-law.
Hey, Siri. Say. Hey, Siri. Say her mother-in-law in Italian.
In Italian, her mother-in-law is.
Sua suocera.
Sua
suocera. Wow. Wait, I can play it again. Sorry, because my fucking iPad was going off at the same time. Oh, my God. No, I can't.
Just forget it. I obviously...
Sua suocera.
Sua suocera.
You did great. I think it sounded perfect.
All right. And her mother-in-law.
That's a good idea. I didn't know you were going to do that. Come back with a different language.
Listen, I want to keep it spicy. A whole different level of spice.
Yeah, I thought you were kind of trying to say the whole thing. I was like, wow, I'm so proud.
Oh.
But I think this is even cooler, to be honest with you.
I'm going to try to get around all the nations. Just go everywhere.
Okay, I'm ready for it. Mm. Okay, so welcome back, you guys. Great. That was okay. A minute and 45 seconds of her mother-in-law.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye. Thanks for listening. No, welcome back, you guys. What is today? Monday? Thursday? Monday.
It's Monday.
Happy Monday, you guys. Get started off with a good week. You're already starting it off great because you're listening to our sexy voices. So, going, Swiss Watra. Gonna start off the week great.
Listen, it was like cute the first time, and it's gonna get really obnoxious, I think. So I think we'll just go back to it.
We'll do like a few languages. Bailey is stepping on my computer. We are good. Bailey, not today, girlfriend.
Why? Okay, what's popping? This button here.
Week recap. I stabbed myself with a fork this week. We're doing great. Last time, water came out of my nose. This week, I stabbed myself with a fork. You know when you, like, do something half-assed and you're like, wow, if I would have just done that the right fucking way, I would have avoided this shit.
Now, how did you stab yourself with a fork? Let's act like I don't already know this story for the folks.
Hey, Alyssa, how did that happen?
How did that happen?
Swiper, no swiping. I went to take the pit out of an avocado, and instead of a knife, I went to stab it with a fork. And I don't think it went all the way through the seed, but I think it went like halfway through. And then since the seed is round, I think it like popped out and then it went right through the avocado into my hand. I don't know why only one.
Tine, I think they're called.
A tine?
I think they're called.
Really?
Tines.
The pieces of the fork?
I don't know. Now you got to make me look it up.
What are the pieces of the fork called?
I think they're called tines. Why would I know that?
That is so random. That's like the thing on the end of a sweatshirt thing or the end of a shoelace. What is that called? An inklet? That is so wrong. Yeah. What?
Fork number of tines. Tines.
Tines. Yeah. How do you spell that?
T-I-N-E. Tine.
I never knew that. Why do you know that?
I have no idea.
Tines.
That's like when you're watching Jeopardy, which is like...
probably.
Listen, I have no idea. I can't even watch that show because I get so frustrated. And I feel like, holy shit, I really am stupid. But then when you get one of these questions, it's like, how did I even know that? Like, why would I have ever need to know? It's not like I worked in a restaurant. It's not like I have fancy stuff that I polish. Like, why would I know it's called a tine?
Don't you feel like sometimes random shit like that, like you didn't know it, but for some reason your brain knows it?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Like, smarter than the fifth grader? I am smarter than all them fifth graders.
Like, I'm 90, not.
Like, 90% of the time. And there's questions that, because we just watched it recently, and there was questions that, like, Aaliyah was like, damn, I don't even know. And I'm like, oh, it's this. And it's like, how do I know it's that? Like, I don't know. You come across it at some point in your life, and it just sticks with you for whatever reason, I think.
Yeah, because that's such a random thing that I never knew. Like, what would I have called that?
It's a tine, Aaliyah. Hey, Alyssa.
Like, I would have been like,
the fork thingamajig-jigs.
One of those, I don't know what I would have called it because I just struggled when I went to say it. Anyways, one of the tines went into my hand, and when I tell you, it sounded like it went deep, and it felt like it went deep. Like, it went deep. So now I think I'm going to have a scar on my hand.
That's what she said.
And it fucking hurt. So now I think I'm going to have a scar on my hand for the rest of my life. And you know what I was telling Zane too? Like, isn't it weird? Like, you, like, nobody could pay me enough to be like, all right, take a fork and stab yourself with it. I'd be like, absolutely not. That sounds awful. But, like, you do it on accident and it happens. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, I wish somebody bet me on that one before I did it.
It's like, sure, I'll take a fork and just stab my hand. Sure,
no problem. But, like, if you told me to just take a fork and go like that, I would never be able to do it. Hmm. So that was my fun. That was my fun of the week. Any fun of the week for you? No?
I don't want to talk about it. Nope.
You don't want to talk about it?
No. I don't want to talk about it. I'm just struggling and I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Somebody even had to correct me. Although I think that was just more like a typo. I wrote like adult, A-D-U-L-R. Whatever.
Oh, because the R is close to
right, right, yeah. Isn't it? So that was just a typo. So I didn't even feel bad about that. But there's just way too many things that are just going wrong again. And I just feel like I'm going backwards and yeah.
So. Okay, so you don't want to talk about it.
No, ma'am. There's no sense in talking about it. I suck right now, so.
No, you don't.
And editing the podcast that is live today, I had them listen upstairs as I was trying to edit it so many times. And you tell me you don't hear it so many times. I'm like, ew. And I tried my best to cut as many as I could, like, without it being like mid-sentence or mid-conversation. I just realized that I'm listening to myself, you know what I'm,
yeah, but don't, like, I do that too, like, did you listen to me, don't I do that too, like
well, I mean,
or like stutter my words,
yeah, sometimes, but it's much more than normal. And
it's a side effect of your medicine.
Yeah. And Aaliyah came to show me something last night and I asked her to put on a top coat. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I said, but she just looked at me like a deer in headlights. And she's like, Mom, did you just hear what you said?
Cop tote?
I don't know. I'm going to ask her today because she just looked at me like.
I think you passed that one down to Zane because he does that all the time. Do you want to dut the shore? He does and that like, shit all the time.
If you try to do it, if I try to do it, I can. You can. But it just
I know.
Happens,
I'm like, shut the door.
But yeah, so I'm gonna ask her today what it is that I said to her last night, because she just looked at me like a deer in headlights. And then she's like, did you just hear what you said? And then I was like, yeah, I said top coat. And she's like, okay, Mom.
Sure. So, sure, yeah, so, you probably switched the first letters.
Yeah,
a cop
but
tote.
I'm back to dropping things again. I broke my Agamil cup.
I saw that. We're going to order you a new one today. I meant to tell you.
No, you don't have to. Listen, everyone's like, I'm just going to crazy glue it. Like, he had it all together. And I'm like, I drink so much coffee. See, like, right there. I caught that one, though. I drink so much coffee that I'd be afraid that it would give and then I'd burn myself. Yeah,
it's not worth it.
Like, even somebody in the group said, just use, like a hot glue gun, but I wouldn't chance it.
Not
because
with
I don't
want to
burn myself.
Could you fucking imagine? No, we'll get you new one. No. Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Listen, how many coffee cups do I have upstairs? I literally have like 9,000. So I drank out of my Amsterdam one this morning.
You need the Agamil one.
Or did I drink out of my Amsterdam? I have a coffee cup. I have a coffee cup that says, at least I have, what's the one that Amani got me for Christmas? Remember it said, but at least I don't have ugly kids.
We don't have what?
It says something.
It was like a funny cup.
And then on the, it says, yeah, but at least I don't have ugly kids.
At least I don't have ugly kids.
I don't remember what it is, but it looks like very dainty, but like pretty flowers. Like it's all this cute. And then it's like, but at least I don't have ugly kids. That's, I drank out of that one. And then whenever he refilled us, he switched them. So then I drank out of the Amsterdam and he drank out of
okay,
that one.
So you're fulfilled. You don't need her. She was an extra.
I mean, I'll get her eventually.
Yeah. You probably don't have room in your cabinet. I feel like you have so many damn coffee mugs.
I don't.
So do I, but for some reason, I don't drink coffee and Zane drinks it once in a while. But for some reason, when I see a cute one, it's like I want it.
You
want to
buy it.
Why? Yeah. Why is that? What's the obsession with coffee mugs?
I don't know. Well, because I drink a lot
of coffee.
You drink
coffee. But like for somebody that doesn't
drink
coffee.
I don't know, because I just think they're so cute.
I know.
You know? Like your mom got me one. Like,
it's kind of like collectibles.
Yeah, they're like cute little things. And it brings back, like every single one brings me back to a certain time. Like that one that I got from your mom will bring me back to that Christmas.
Right.
You know, it's like certain cups will bring it right back to that thing. You know?
So whenever we get new houses, one of your checklists is going to be like a whole big cabinet for all your coffee mug collection. Yeah, so that you can keep getting nice ones instead of just being like, oh, I don't have room. You know, we'll get you a whole like fucking giant cabinet for them. That'd be so fun.
You for your shot glasses, me for my coffee cups.
Yes, there we go. Yeah. Okay, so we'll get you a new Agama mug. That's sad.
It is sad. I'm really, and then it gets to me. I mean, wait, forget it. Because like I said I didn't want to talk about it, and this is what winds up happening.
Okay.
So I just talk about it, and then it's not what I want to talk about.
Okay, so we're gonna, let's do some updates from the last episode. Do you have something written down?
No.
Oh, let's do some updates from the last video.
It's not a video.
See, there I go.
You're confusing your profession.
See, I fuck up too. Okay? Our last episode, let's update on Howie. Okay.
And you said, Alyssa said, I think we should talk about our last one. And I...
Was that not our last episode?
No, it was.
Oh.
But other than Naya, and may she rest in peace, and it's horrific.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
I feel like everything else is the same, so we can't make a whole episode.
What do you mean? No, not a whole episode. I just wanted to touch on it again. Howie uploaded more TikToks. Didn't stay the same. This is new information that needs to be added.
Okay, so you add it.
Okay.
Because...
First of all, David Dobrik... Okay, no. First of all, he uploaded one that he was like... Did you see the one where he's like... I am okay.
Yes.
If somebody was telling me to do this, what would they be telling me?
Right.
And then people like slowed that video down, picked it apart, all his like motions and shit, right? But that was his first time coming out saying, hey, I'm fine. Like he was ignoring everything, right? Okay. So then I don't know the timeline. Maybe the next day, David Dobrik goes to his house and he's like, you guys are all messaging me, telling me to go check on him, blah, 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 blah. He shows up. Howie walks out with a plastic.
Plexiglass shield with his arms with rubber gloves.
Yeah. And like, okay, everybody knows that Howie's like a germaphobe, right? So he's like, obviously doing that, and David's like, can I come check? And he's like, no, and because he's germaphobe, right? But then David says, what did you say? Oh, you're making weird TikToks, dude. And he's like, I'm 65 on TikTok. That is weird. First of all, didn't know how he was that old. He looks pretty good for his age. Didn't know he was 65. I thought he was like maybe 52. Right?
Yeah.
You knew that. You're a Howie stan.
I like Howie. I didn't know he was 65. I knew he was up there, but yeah,
I didn't know that. Anyways, so yeah, and then David goes to like check in the house and he's like, no, don't come near me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, could be taken as he's a germaphobe or he's actually being held hostage. Who knows? Then he posts another one the next day, right?
All right, so I didn't see.
Let me check my facts. I'm going to go on to his TikTok really quick. He posts another one the next day where he's just standing there in silence. Let me see. This could also be a huge big publicity stunt too, because guess what? He has 7.7 million followers on TikTok now. You know what I mean? Okay, so yeah. One day ago, actually, he posted him just standing there, just looking at the camera. And he's going... He put, the caption is, nothing, hashtag no dance, hashtag no signal, hashtag nothing, hashtag challenge. And then people in the comments are like, do you hear that person breathing behind the camera? But it's like, obviously somebody's holding the cameras. Like, doesn't he have a wife that lives with him?
Yeah, but if you do a TikTok, are you doing it on a camera or are you holding your phone doing it?
No, he's standing here and people are like, oh, I hear somebody breathing. But it's like, wouldn't it be like his wife holding the camera or something? Like, it doesn't mean he's being held hostage. It could be. So anyways, yeah, this TikTok is just him standing there. Are you looking at it? And he's saying,
I
like,
told my wife she should embrace her mistakes. She hugged me.
What?
His shirt.
Oh. That's funny. I don't know. So, listen, let's just hope he's okay.
Yes, I mean,
I don't know.
We don't know, and we do hope that he's okay. That's
the one with him dancing around doing all these things was a people in the comments were like, that's not suspicious at all.
Not at all. I mean, when he I saw that one, I'm
like, he also is a comedian, you know?
Yeah. But I also think that if people are genuinely so concerned over him, he would just make a serious one and be like, guys, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. It's just...
Right.
You know, I know there's enough bullshit in the world that everybody's worrying about right now. You don't need to worry about me.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Mm-hmm. And that's not coming out. He's still acting weird, you know?
Comedic, yeah.
And I've watched how he is ever since I was a little kid growing up, and I've never seen that kind of... I mean, I'm not an addict. I don't follow him everywhere. Don't get me wrong.
Are you sure you don't have posters of him in your bedroom?
Don't tell ever. But I mean, I've seen like stand-up shows where he does his acts. I've seen him like be host on things. Mm-hmm. I've never seen him act anywhere the way he's been acting.
Yeah.
So to me, that's
a little concerning.
It makes me uneasy. Yeah, it's a little concerning, but could it be publicity? Could it be just to distract us from what's going on in the rest of the world? Who knows? I do hope that he's okay. And yeah, that's what that is. Mm-hmm. I'll have to go look later.
She's gonna scope it out, come back with updates. And this one too, that he's just standing there doing nothing. You can see like reflections in his watch, people are saying too, of something or someone. I'm not sure. One of the comments is...
Yeah, but didn't you say his kids are quiet, too? Like, you said one of his kids is a YouTuber.
I did see somebody say, like, oh, his kids have been MIA on social media, too. But I haven't actually went and checked myself.
Okay.
So I guess we should go, like, before we say that, we should go check their social media. Yeah, check their social media.
I just posted about that yesterday. I'm so fucking tired of people doing that. It just drives me crazy. And here we are possibly doing the same exact shit.
But we're saying we might be wrong. I don't know.
Disclaimer. This is what they're telling us.
Disclaimer. Don't take anything on Agamil seriously. Okay? If we're ever wrong. If we're ever wrong, it's because we're uneducated, okay? As somebody said, put your hair up in the next video if you got kidnapped.
Gotta love his bald head. Oh, that's so funny. I mean, you know, the comment.
I know. Okay.
Oh.
So, Howie, if you're listening, we know you're a number one fan. If you were kidnapped, please tell us. That would be insane.
Can you imagine?
Why would they be having him make TikToks? Why wouldn't they just have him be silent if he was kidnapped? I don't know. Weird shit. Okay. Howie, whatever. I don't have any updates on Britney. I don't think I've seen anything from that. I did see that possibly people think, I think his name is Nick, her boyfriend or husband, fiance. People think that he's the one that's like holding her or something.
Really?
Yeah, because there's a video where they're like doing a workout video. So they're both standing there like lifting weights. And she's like this with like a blank face. And he's like smiling. And then you can see him go, smile. And then she like puts on a smile. But also it could just be like, hey, smile. Like we're taking a video. I don't know. There's so many conspiracies with that. I'm not really educated on the topic, but I don't have any updates. That's the only thing that I saw that was new.
Conspiracies in itself can just... You can lose a whole day
getting
caught up into it and start looking. And I'm... You know, I always fact check. You know, for years, right? You know me for 6-7 years now. So now it's like, even if somebody says a word to me and I don't know what it is, right away I gotta like look it up.
Dictionary.com.
You know, exactly. So I like knowing the facts. Conspiracies always get me so entangled.
They're so good.
Because
I love seeing all the different sides to it.
Yeah. And then when you hear one side, you're like, oh, yeah, it totally makes sense. Then you hear the other side, and you're like, oh, yeah, it totally makes sense. And it's like, wait, we're contradicting each other here. But that's the point of a conspiracy. You know, and then you have to wonder, and you don't want to think somebody of power or our government or somebody is the wrongdoer.
Yeah.
so you tend to believe, you know, and then it's like, but wait, that does make sense. And you, like I said, you can get lost in it for days. Dude, literally, you can just be like, whew.
Yeah, we did like a whole episode on it with Zane. Like, that shit is so interesting. So crazy. Like, the whole Illuminati thing, like, doesn't make sense to me. I just don't understand it. Like, what the fuck?
And what about alien? That one with the aliens? Like, I just...
The moon landing.
I absolutely believe all, you know, yeah.
We're living through them right now.
Exactly. This is going to be something that our kids talk about, like, way, way
the Howie Mandel conspiracy theory.
It's crazy.
Insane. Yeah. Yeah. I think about that, too. It's like, wow, we're living through things that, like, my kids are going to be
in history books.
Yeah. Like, yeah, when I have kids, they're going to learn about this shit. Like, that's insane. Yeah. Crazy, crazy, crazy. We're going to be like... 2020. They're like, Mom, what happened in 2020? Oh.
Can we just erase 2020 from history? Seriously.
It didn't exist. It didn't exist.
I got a phone call yesterday from Aaliyah's school. Mm-hmm. From, I guess, maybe one of the guidance counselors there. And she was saying that Aaliyah has been handpicked. If she's interested to be part of a COVID-19 response team for students.
Whoa.
And it's just that the principal of the school wants students' involvement, which, I mean, duh. We're talking about the kids going back to school or distant learning. So he pulled together a couple of kids and is just going to have them go to the school every night for like an hour or two just to discuss possibilities and like the pros and cons of opening or distant learning, and what, how do you feel, and the emotional aspect and the learning aspect and all this stuff,
just like
and
meetings.
Yeah, but I was so impressed that she was picked, and I thought maybe it was like a robo type call that
yeah, how did they do it
going to, and she reached out to every single one of her friends yesterday. Nobody else received the call, so I was like, damn.
I wonder how they picked.
I said, that's going to look good on your college fucking application. Yeah. Like COVID-19 response, student response, yeah. You know, like that's good for her.
So every night?
Every night for 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Just so they can kind of come up with the student's voice, you know?
Yeah.
And they had like 5 different topics that she could have chosen from. And they asked her because... Like, the lady asked me, is it already if I speak with her about this? Do you think it's something that she'd be interested in? I said, well, let me talk to her and I'll call you back. She goes, well, you can talk to her, but have her call me back. This way I can go into depth with her. And then Aaliyah was like, Mom, can I call her back? But can we be on speaker? I like, sure, Aaliyah. Aaliyah has like social anxiety, so she gets
I used to not want to speak on the phone either.
And I told her, I said, Aaliyah, it's just like little, like, God, if you ask her to order a pie of pizza, it's like, fuck.
I used to be the same way.
Are you
way.
Kidding me? And I'm like, Aaliyah, don't worry, we all get that
she's
way.
Like, can I have a pizza, a piece of a pizza? Do you guys sell pizza?
It's like the Karen from the other episode where she didn't have no sauce.
But yeah, yes. I just want bread. Thank you. Okay, bye.
With cheese.
God.
Yeah, but anyway, I was just impressed with that. And I was impressed with the way she spoke. But Aaliyah, when it comes down to facts and getting shit together, she has it.
She's
already like, Mom, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to be like this and this and bam and boom. I'm like, okay. Nice. But I was proud that I mean, either way, I would have supported her, but I was actually proud that she said yes because she does have that. But I think it's very important for her to have her voice heard. So
yeah.
I think that's really cool.
How many kids did they pick?
I have no idea.
Oh.
But I know none of her circle of friends. And her circle, you know, you tend to keep people like people, right? So all of her friends are also very... get very good grades, and they are like the goody two shoes. Aaliyah's a goody two shoes, so like her friends tend to be the goody two shoes. So I'm surprised that more of her friends
aren't there. Yeah,
but I also told her, I said, maybe this is the first day they're reaching out, and maybe tomorrow your friends will get a phone call. And she's like, true, but either way, I'm impressed that she got asked to do it, and B, that she is going to do it. So I can't wait for her to come home and to really find out what it's going to be about, you know, but. Yeah, excited.
So when is that?
It starts Monday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it goes through like August 1st or something.
And an hour every night.
Yeah, hour or two, they said. Wow. And although it's not mandatory because it is just a very select hand-picked kids, they do ask that you go to as many as possible.
Right.
And
okay, so if she's like not feeling it that day, she can just not go. That'd be good too. Very, something for her to do too. Yeah,
and I think just to have her voice heard sort of shit, because she gets equally flustered when you hear shit like the Oklahoma governor of Oklahoma now has corona but yet isn't saying to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. You know, so like Amadi said to me yesterday the same thing. He was like, Ma, did you hear about the governor of Oklahoma? I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, he got corona. And he's one of these like that was at Trump at the Trump rally with no face mask and doesn't believe in face masks, but yet
he got corona.
He has it and he's still not enforcing, like, or even recommending, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, how asinine can you be?
So asinine. That's a big word.
Both of my kids both told me that yesterday, and it's just funny because, you know, it goes back to common sense, no? You know? Mm-hmm. And even if it's not 100%. Ma'am, what are you eating? Ma'am? Oh, she's chewing on the wood pencil.
Oh, my God. I have a dog, you guys.
That can't be good for you.
Bailey's so small that she's walking around our podcast.
From her chewing. Ew.
Bailey, go eat your food.
It is wood.
Natural.
Yeah. She was born and raised in the woods. True. For her first few weeks.
She's giving it to her.
Yeah. The smell. It's got a... Memories.
That pencil I've probably had since I was in fourth grade. It's actually grade.
Really, really cute. It looks like a log. Like a wood log. I think it log. Is.
No, I think it is really real.
It's really cute. Can you? Ma'am? Excuse me.
Grandma's gonna yell at you.
I would never. Never. Okay. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. Sorry. What else? I can't do two things at once, and I'm trying to start notes for today's episode because I just remembered. And
today's sponsor of the episode is Best Fiends. You guys know we freaking love it. It's a free download puzzle-solving game that is challenging and engages your brain. The game is so easy to navigate, and the visuals are so colorful and so fun.
It's made for adults, but anyone can play. The little colorful characters are so cute. They have adorable flowers, and I'm already on 293. I never lose interest because the levels can get quite challenging, so it makes me want to see what's next. It is so satisfying to finally pass a level that I've been stuck on and evolve your little characters.
One of the best parts is you don't need internet to play, so it's really convenient. We can all use some entertainment these days while practicing social distancing, and you definitely won't get bored. Best Fiends adds new levels to the game monthly, so there is always something new and exciting. It's also a really great way right now to take some time away from scrolling through social media.
Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play.
Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Okay, Naya Rivera, let's start talking about her. Oh, we got some things to talk about.
So sad.
First of all, rest in peace. What an angel. I used to watch Glee when I was younger with my parents, so I didn't know the name, mm-hmm. but I looked her up, and she does look really familiar. She's stunning, first of all. What a beautiful girl. So horrible.
This story is horrible.
So fucking horrible. We obviously, like, I don't think they have done an autopsy yet, have they?
I don't know.
I don't think that the cause is known. I do know that, remember last time we said, like, oh, wouldn't the kid have said something? He did. He said mommy went for a swim never came back. So I'm thinking that she went swimming on purpose. So awful to even think about. Holy crap. First of all, I just want to say, you guys, please wear your life vests. Like, it's so much more worth it to sit in an uncomfortable puffy life vest, you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. like, you never know, like, maybe she fell and hit her head and fell over. Or you're laughing at Bailey's eating the tissues now. Oh my god.
No, but you know what she was doing? She was just doing the corner of the box, like, oh, we just talked about.
Bailey, not today.
She said meow.
Not today.
Yeah, and I'm glad I looked up the lake when we were talking about it last time, because, like, our little local lake is probably 2 feet deep.
Yes.
You know, it's nothing. And when I looked it up, it changed instantly. It was like for a whole different thing for me, you know? And Yes, please wear your life vest.
Yeah.
And like stuff like this is, I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. I didn't look into it more. So I'm like not, I don't know. But I know it seems like it could have been preventable if she had her life vest.
Her vest was found on the boat. And not to like victim blame or anything. It was a horrible accident. We obviously don't know exactly what happened. There was no cameras, you know, like we don't know what happened. And obviously like we can't blame her because like if we were all on a boat and we were having a good time, like we might feel comfortable to take our vest off and sit. But you never know. You could fucking slip over. You know what I mean? So it's awful what happened to her. Absolutely fucking awful. But I do want to use this as a lesson to you guys because it is summertime. People are going on boats. If you're renting a boat and the company says you must be wearing your life vest, like especially in a lake, I was talking to my dad about it and he said it's this could be fact checked as well. It's dense and it's not like salt water. So as in an ocean, you could just, you know how you just float on your back. You can float in an ocean. A lake, he said, you have to be like a really good swimmer. Like it's super hard to float there. And I saw the boat that they were in. If she fell in, like, I don't know if it was easy for her to even grab back up onto it. I think it was too high up. But, yeah, if you don't have your life vest, like, you got to be treading. Constant, like, fast treading. So if she couldn't, if she didn't anchor the boat, it started floating away. Like, to get back to it could have been really difficult. So I'm saying, especially in lakes, it's even harder than an ocean. So definitely if you're going on a lake, keep your life vest on. Like order a fucking cute one on Amazon if you don't want to wear the vest. You know what I mean? Like anyways, that's just it's horrible. So disturbing. Yeah, it's so disturbing to think about. So may she rest in peace, because that is such an awful, they said that they found her son and was sleeping, taking a nap, so hopefully he didn't see what had happened. If he said she went swimming, then maybe he just saw her like jump into the water, go swimming, and then just not come back. I hope he didn't see anything horrific, you know. Like there was also did you see the video of them getting out of the car and walking towards the boat rental place?
No.
She was holding like a big bag of like stuff, and I'm pretty sure they said that they didn't find that on the boat either. Yeah, so I don't know. Like, I don't know if they're going to rule it as a suicide or as a tragic accident. Like, did somebody plan something? I don't know. Like, and how are they going to tell what happened, you know? Like, I don't think that there was cameras on him. They're also saying there was a jet ski that might have seen what happened. Like, some guy was, like, riding his jet ski. But also, was he part of what happened? Like,
oh, here we go. We're going to go really down deep.
You
now,
know what I mean? Like, there's so many things. This could be all old news by the time this podcast episode comes out, because we're a few days behind. But these are just few of the things that I was, because when I found out that she was found, I was like, holy shit. And I was just like looking into it and like reading about it. And I was talking to my dad about it. And it's just, it's crazy. So I hope that it wasn't like a planned thing. Like maybe it was just, like,
a tragic accident.
Not that I wanted her to die,
but you just, it would be easier to digest
that she fell in or she couldn't
swim. It
was a
tragic accident than foul play or anything else. I mean, there's just so much bullshit. So I think I was talking to somebody the other day and I was saying that it's unfortunate that we live in a time that everything that is happening, like this, could be a simple tragic accident, but because we're living in the times we're living in right now, everything is going to be, was there foul play involved? Like the fact that our minds go there is so sad. Like everybody's mind, not mine, not yours, everybody's mind automatically, anytime anything is in the news, automatically is that right or is it wrong? Is somebody fucking with us?
Did she drown or did somebody do
it? Shit. I mean, regarding everything. And I think, like, talk about being mind fucked. We're all, as a whole, in my opinion, being mind fucked on so many different levels. But to have such an impact on all of us.
It's like everybody's conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, like automatically to go
like FBI agents.
Could it be? Or, you know, could it be? And then it's like to live in a time where that's all we go to is so sad. Like the freedom is just not there anymore. You know, like the mental freedom. You know, like to always automatically have like a internal, like, oh my God, could it be? Or, well, could it be, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, critical thinking maybe, but.
Yeah.
We're all doing it. Yeah. Not just like normally there would be people that were critical thinkers and would do this, but I think we're just living in a time that's everybody's like, that. Yeah.
Everything's suspicious. Yeah.
Suspicious. So what did you used to do?
Don't be suspicious. Yeah. Don't be suspicious.
I remember you always doing that for some reason.
That's like a vine. Yeah, that's like a video though. That's not like, I didn't make that up. Yeah, so may she rest in peace. I hope that her family gets closure. I think that's the main thing here is like, what happened? Yes. What happened to her? Mm-hmm. You know, like, why did she go with that big bag and it wasn't on the boat? Like, was it a suicide? Did she try to weigh herself down? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many little factors that people are pointing out. But like you said, I wouldn't be thinking about these things if social media wasn't going crazy about it. Like, there's so many TikToks of conspiracies about what happened to her and da 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 da. But it's like, if I just saw it on the news, I'd be like, holy shit, she, like,
it's so sad.
What a tragic accident. Right. Like, that's, yeah, you know what I mean? But now we're like, what happened?
Right.
Oh, so horrible. So I'm praying for her son, too. That is so traumatizing. Like, I cannot even imagine.
So, let's hope, like you said, he was sleeping.
I know.
Hope that he didn't.
I cannot even. Also, another thing people were saying was the video of them getting out of the car. Mm-hmm. Her 4-year-old son is walking behind her. And people were like, no mother would normally do that. Like, why was he walking behind her? Like, you either hold their hand or you see the kid walking in front, you know? I don't know, just like little things like that that people are adding up,
like that under a microscope, like everybody's, yeah. Like,
but then on the other hand, it's like, it was an empty parking lot, nobody was there, they were just walking to the boat rental place. I don't know. So yeah, we want to know your thoughts on this. Actually, I'm very curious. So if you guys want to go to our Instagram, we post when we put up episodes, and we want to chat with you guys there about this. I'm really curious to hear your thoughts. If you think what everybody's saying online is BS, if you think, like, I just want to know. I'm curious. Okay, so that's that on that. What else did we touch on last time that we can update on? I think that's pretty much it.
Crystalia.
I have an update on that. Okay. I bought them on like SeatGeek, like the app. And I looked to see, like, if it said, because Billie Eilish concert just says postponed until further notice. Like, there's no date. On his, I got confused, right? Because it's supposed to be July 24th. In a few days, we were supposed to go. And then it looked, and it says new scheduled date, July 24th. And I was like, what the fuck? But it says 2021.
You gotta wait a whole nother year.
They postponed it a whole nother year. Well, I don't know if he's even gonna do it.
See what happens, yeah, in a whole other year. Oh, that'll give him a lot of time to get his shit together.
I know.
I did see something, but all it did was say, like, I never knowingly ever talked to anybody that was underage, kind of bullshit. But I don't know.
It's so hard because nowadays, like you said, listen, everybody nitpicks. So if he would have came out.
Okay, yes. Because we said that silence is like almost a form of guilt in a way, right?
Because it happened to Justin Bieber and he was like, what the fuck? That never happened.
Right.
Right. Immediately.
So I know I said he's probably lawyering up, right?
And, yeah. But then also, if you get if you say something too quickly and get angry about it, people are like, why are you so defensive? It's like, you can't fucking win.
Can't fucking win.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not defensive. You're accusing me of something I didn't do.
My thing is this. Everything is trackable, traceable.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So these girls' emails or text messages or whatever could very easily be proven. It'll be found out.
Right.
You know, there's be proven. Like, I don't give a shit if you delete it. It's still going to be there.
Right.
Like, there's always a way. I've always known, like, just to be careful. Like, in a fit of anger, you could turn around and say something, put it on public social media, and before you know it, it's going to,
right,
you know.
Yes.
Whatever. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
No, I totally get it. Like, if all these girls, like, if they're not Photoshopped images of him messaging them or emailing them, then they could be tracked back.
And if it is a bunch of bullshit, then they deserve to go to jail for defamation of character.
Absolutely.
Like, if they're trying to ruin this guy. So,
absolutely.
I don't know.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, like I said, because I do really like his work.
But then you think back to you and you're like,
I know, yeah. He played a pedophile.
I don't know.
That's acting, but was it acting? I don't know. And a lot of the girls came out anonymously, so it's not like they're looking for clout.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. Weird.
It could be like
And he doesn't drink, he says, in his like skits. Like, he's like, I don't drink alcohol. Not that it's a fucking excuse, but I'm saying, like, he was an older man doing this all under sobriety. You know what I mean? It makes it worse. Right. Not that alcohol would make it okay at all, but it would kind of be like more connection of the dots. But it's more like, oh, he doesn't even drink alcohol. Like, that's even fucking weirder. Yeah. Exactly. Not that it's an excuse, but you know what I mean?
You have to backpedal on everything.
I know. I'm like, fuck, don't put me in a conspiracy theory.
It's not that we think it's that. No. We're just clarifying. Yeah. It's definitely not an excuse, but it almost would make
it. Validate it a little bit more.
And there's just nothing.
Like, oh, he's a drunk.
I don't know.
I don't know. So weird. So fucking weird. It's weird that we're living through this shit. We talked about this last time, though, like the cancel culture and everything. It's just so insane. Okay. On that note, anything else to update on? I don't think so.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
I don't know. I have a new obsession with Old Maid. Do you remember that game? Mm-hmm. It is so fun. Do you remember how you play? You like hold up your cards and then the person next to you picks one. And then, but if you pick out the Old Maid, you got to like keep a poker face.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So fun.
We played it at your house last time.
We did.
At your parents' house. Yes.
That's where I rediscovered it.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
So fun.
I need a new obsession because Overcooked has just become like we've.
Too much.
Yeah. I mean, there's just a couple of levels that we haven't gotten the 4 stars on, but I don't think we ever will.
Uh-huh. Or we write an email asking them for number 3.
We need to.
Wow.
But also, when I'm in this state, like we tried to play the other day, and Alyssa, when I tell you I can't remember to do joystick versus the keypad on it.
Oh, I get like that too. I press the wrong buttons all the time.
It's so bad. Like, I'll sit there and, like, I don't remember how to, like, pick up something or drop something, and it's just like, holy shit. Uh-huh. My mind is fried, so I just try to not bother with it.
Yeah.
Other news.
Your sensory is like off.
What? Other news.
What?
So I tried to make an appointment with my gyno, and after 23 years of being with the same gyno, she doesn't take my insurance.
Oh. And you then have to have somebody new look at your vagina. That's
and
then fun.
I said, okay, well, let me just ask you, like, if I just wanted to come in an office visit and pay out of pocket. Oh. And she goes, okay, office visit, no testing is $300.
Oh, my God.
I said, okay, it's been a 23-year run, but yeah. I guess it's time to find a new doctor. And I'm peace so out. Fucking sick. She knows everything. She knows right. My ins and outs, my upside down.
Well, she definitely does. She's seen more than you could ever see.
But
that sucks.
She knows my history, and to just start over with somebody so late, I hate it. And then yesterday, I went on my local group here on Facebook, and I said, hey, looking for recommendations, anybody? No. Okay. So just like our group, I went on it, and I searched, because I know in our group, you don't want a fucking repetitive post, right?
Right.
So I searched, and there was like 2 posts recently, and each had like 80 comments. One had like 60 comments
about gynos.
Yeah, recommended gynos, right? Oh. So I went through, and a lot of them repetitive, same one. Oh yeah, love, all guys.
Oh yeah, I like a woman.
Yeah. So then too. I had to go and post and say, hey, like, I searched. Uh-huh. Every single one of them was a guy, and then I'm thinking like. Don't most women? I don't know. I mean, I've had guys in the past because I belong to a group. And when you're pregnant and you go through later in your pregnancy, if your doctor's not available. So you have to, like, yeah. I remember, like, towards the end of my pregnancy, there was a practice and there was, like, say, 5 doctors in it. So my doctor, who was my doctor for 23 years, she had associates, right? So I'd have to have an appointment with each associate just once, at least so they knew my name, they knew my face, they knew my situation, they read my chart. this way if they happen to deliver my baby, which made total sense. And I wasn't uncomfortable at that time. I mean, shit, it's a fucking doctor. But I'm just more comfortable with a female. Mm-hmm. But it got me thinking, why is everybody, 80-something comments on this one, 60-something comments on that one, why are they all guys? Don't most women prefer women?
Maybe they get intimidated by having, like, another woman.
I don't know. I'd rather have another woman looking at me than another man.
Dude, when I... Okay, so I switched gynos recently because my gyno... I got a letter in the mail, and it said that she was becoming a college teacher for gynecology. And stopping being a gyno.
And that's it.
Like, stopping practicing. Like, she was becoming a teacher. Yeah. But the one I used to go to, it was her and her two parents. The mom was, like, the desk receptionist, and the father was also a gyno there.
Wow.
But there was one time where I had a, this is probably TMI, but whatever. I had a polyp. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of that? It was kind of painful. And so she saw it inside, and she, like, needed her dad's help to get it. Like, she's like, I'm gonna have him come in and look at it. And I was like, okay. So now I have this old man and his daughter staring at my vagina, going in there with fucking big ass tweezers, getting this polyp off the inside of my vagina wall. And it was just a great experience. So now I don't go there anymore. But yeah, it was very strange to have an older man look.
I think I could match your TMI.
Oh god.
Because the reason I was looking to go back to my gyno is because the last time I was there years ago, because I lost my insurance. So unfortunately, it's been years again, which I hate, because the last time it winded up being cancer. So, but
why are you in pain?
Huh?
Are you in pain?
No. Listen, right. So the last time I went there, I was fine, right? Cancer free. But she said to me that I have prolapsed bladder and a prolapsed uterus. So basically, as you get older and you deliver kids and you do a lot of heavy lifting, everything starts detaching.
Ooh.
And it can fall out my vagina.
I remember this, right? You were in a lot of pain.
Right. So now I'm not in pain.
She came out from the doctor. She's like, my vagina can fall out. I'm like, what?
No, the uterus and my fucking bladder. But I went to the bathroom, totally TMI, the other day. And when I wiped, I'm like, hello. Like, just by wiping with tissue, I felt something there.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel it today. So I don't know whether that day I was in a bit. I don't know.
Like the tip of a tampon? Like you felt something?
Yeah, like it.
Oh,
yeah. So I know I need to go but we all know Jerry knows her Kegels. And I do know that's a good way to help it. You know, you just use your Kegels, tighten those muscles and stuff like that. But I need to go to a doctor. So when I posted in the group about female doctors, I said, thanks, everybody. They all seem to be men. Does anybody have ladies? Then I got like 20 different local ones that everybody's swearing by. So apparently there's a group over here that they're all ladies now. So I'm just gonna, because, you know, if somebody just says one and there's a group of five people, they'll give you the next available with whoever. So at least I don't give a shit because they're all ladies.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
But just to get in there because I need to get a mammogram again, you know.
Just, get checked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to do my
take
pap.
Take care of my, you know, stuff, weeks. Stuff.
I know.
You need what?
I need to do my pap smear in a few weeks. I'm due. It's not as bad as I remember when I was younger. Maybe I'm loosened up now. I remember getting it the last time, and I was like, oh, this isn't that bad.
Yeah.
But you picture that big metal thing, and you're just like, oh, and they spread, oh. And then the cotton swab is, like, the worst part, because it's dry, and they're, oh, wow. Yeah, no thanks. I know. I've been wanting to, I was thinking about finding a new gyno, because mine's just, like, 20 minutes away. And also, like, they're so nice when I get there, but on the phone, I told you last time.
Yeah, the conversation.
I finally got it the day of. The day before, sorry.
So annoying.
To update on when I was talking about how they didn't fill my prescription. It was, they called me the day before to confirm my appointment. And I answered. I was like, hello. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, the fuck? See? I do it too. Regain. I was like, hi. Yes, I will be there for my appointment. However, I called in for my prescription like 3 times. You guys kept saying you were going to fill it. I still never received it. And then she got back on the phone, and the same thing I heard before, which was like, we're going to fill it right now. Yeah. I'm like, okay, sure, bye. And then finally, like I said, I got a text message. I got an email. I got a phone call from Walgreens. So they finally sent it in the day before. Wow. But so now this time I went, she's like, okay, we got a refill for you for next time. I was like, are you sure? Because it was a hassle this time.
Just a hassle. Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, that worked out great. Thanks. Great talk about our vaginas.
Fuck.
So I got my birth control shot and all is well. Oh, here's another thing. Might as well, because we're already almost done with the episode, so might as well just fucking bullshit. First of all, the nurse comes in. Is that what you call the doctor before the doctor comes in? That checks your blood pressure and stuff?
Yeah.
She's like a nurse, right? At the gyno, still a nurse. So she comes in, she checks my blood pressure, and I had a self-tanning fuck-up on my arm, right where they do it. So I was like, don't look at my bad self-tanning error. And she's like, oh, I self-tan too. And then we got to this whole discussion.
Conversation about self-tanning.
It was great. And then my doctor comes in, the one to give me a shot, which that's another thing I don't really love about this place, is it's a different doctor every time. I don't know why they have so many damn doctors, but whatever. I don't really care that much. So she comes in, and she's like, how are you doing? Like, staying safe with COVID and stuff. I'm like, yeah, yeah, I've been doing okay. She's like, oh, I had it. I was like, oh. She's like, and my husband, too. I'm like, oh. She's like, but I'm good now. I was like, asking all these questions. I'm like, how was it? Like, did it hurt? Was it painful? Like, da da da. Like, where? How'd you get it? She's like, I don't know how I got it. I'm assuming maybe from here. She's like, I was in bed for a week, and it was, like, decent. Oh, like, it was, like, okay. She's like, my husband didn't have any symptoms. She's like, he just tested positive, probably because he just, like, got something from me. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that was the first time I, like, heard somebody face to face that like had it.
I would have been like, get your hands off my body.
I was like, ooh, but I mean, like, she's healed, you know what I mean? Like, I guess if, well, she's,
I just
not...
I did see something this morning. I think it was about a couple in Florida, because they, all right, so they were talking about how Florida has over 300,000 cases right now, and how they're starting to run out of the hospital beds. Kind of like what we went through,
right?
There was a lady who said that her husband and their four kids, I think three or four kids, all tested positive. Mm-hmm. Same thing. She's like, I was a little, my husband is, he's been in the ICU intubated for the last 19 days. And the 21-year-old son went to a party and hung out with friends or something, and he thinks he's the one that brought it home. So now the 21-year-old is like feeling all sorts of guilt, and the, you know, but the mother is like, it didn't necessarily have to be that. It could have been, you know, your dad or I or anybody. You don't know where we picked it up, but yeah. So it's crazy how some people can have like absolutely zero, some have a little bit, and some are freaking just about dying from it. Crazy.
I did look up, because I know you look at the numbers a lot, but I haven't really like looked up and just looked at the numbers, and it seems like New York is doing actually pretty well.
It is. We've gone like up only the last a few days. We've gone up a few in the last few days. Well, I'm looking up like Long Island. Like, that's what I care about. My
New York.
I care about my county, because that's gonna, I mean, I care about everybody obviously, but those are the numbers I go by, because that's gonna determine whether schools are opening or not opening and stuff like that. So yeah. I don't know. We still have a few weeks, well, like a month, right, before
schools would open. Yeah.
So it's getting close.
I looked at I just looked up New York numbers, and it just said like a handful, like maybe 5 cases and like 7 deaths in a day, which you look at the chart and it's April is like up here.
We were losing thousands of people a day.
Yeah. So,
and then when it went down to 700 or 800, I remember Governor Cuomo was like, we're 3 digits now. We're not, you know? And it was just like
thousands of people a day. Can you imagine?
No.
Like, that's what I'm saying. When our kids learn about this.
We've lost just about 2,000 people just in our little county right here.
That's insane, dude.
That's a lot of people.
When our kids learn about this, like, they're not even going to be able to fathom it. Like, they're going to be like, you had thousands of people die around you a day? I'm like, we're going to be like, yeah, we lived through it. Like, it's so crazy to think that we lived through this. It's insane. But, yeah, I was really happy when I looked up the numbers, because I totally thought they were going to spike, for sure. Like, when we started opening things up. But, luckily, most people I'm seeing around here wear their masks and do the right thing, and I see people sanitizing their carts and their hands, and I do see a lot of people. The only thing that's pissing me off lately, sorry, but you need to put your mask over your nose. That's something that agitates the fuck out of me. Because now your nose fucking shit is coming near me.
My girlfriend posted a picture. Her and her friend were on an airplane. I guess they went to come some sort of retreat. Or I don't know. They're down in Arizona, which now is a hot spot. They're ridiculous in Arizona.
Oh, I did hear that.
Horrible.
Yeah.
But she was
because they never took it seriously. I don't think.
No. Yeah. Anybody who's spiking now, Florida, none of them took it serious. Not speaking for everybody there, because you know,
right.
But as a whole, but she just posted a selfie of herself and her girlfriend on the airplane, and they're both wearing masks, and it was both a comment about like. Having to fucking wear a mask, but both of them had their noses out, and I'm like, you don't know how bad I want it to be about, like, how about fucking put it on your face the right way? I mean, obviously I'm not going to, because
already said and done.
Yeah, she's already home from that, but it's just the point, like, if you're gonna do it right.
It makes me uncomfortable too, like when I'm around somebody like that. Like even yesterday, me and my mom were at Target, and the cashier, below the nose. And we walked out. My mom was like, he had his mask below his nose. I'm like, that makes me so uncomfortable. Because now we're like, we're close. You know? And it's like.
Did Target have the glass up in front of them?
Yeah. Yes. I think so. I'm pretty sure they do. You've been there, haven't you?
Yeah, I did self-checkout, though.
Oh, yeah.
I think somebody posted in our group. About maybe they work at Target in response to like the us talking about it. Somebody I think in our group said that they work at Target and that they're very strict there, and if they're caught without their mask on in the right position, they can get written up or something like that. I think I read, don't mind my mind though.
I don't, me too.
I don't fucking know. Maybe I read that on the internet, but
I think people are just uneducated. Like they're like, oh, I'm covering my mouth, like it's like, but there's air going in and out of your nose. Like, that's, like, bodily things coming in and out of your body. You know what I mean? Like, if...
Yeah.
What?
Just, it covers your nose, people. Nose, mouth.
Right, because if somebody, like... If somebody doesn't have a mask on and spit comes out of their mouth, that's a hole it can enter. Right? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, if you're sick, like... You're breathing air just as you would out of your mouth, out of your nose. You know what I mean? So if you're uneducated and you didn't know, mask is supposed to be over your nose as well.
What else? Anything else?
I'm trying to think. Is that it for us today? I went to Trader Joe's for the first time.
Yeah.
You made me
want to
go.
For the first time, like ever?
Yes.
Like ever in your entire life?
Ever in my entire
life. And what did you think?
Well, I went to the one in Huntington. Is there one there? Comac. I feel like it was smaller compared to the other Trader Joe's. Have you been to that one? Is that the only one you go to?
I've been to that one, but I've been to others too.
Do you think it's smaller? Or am I was just picturing a bigger store. I think you're mixing up with Whole Foods.
I think you're, Whole Foods is huge.
Massive, right? It's like a huge regular grocery
store.
Okay. So
Trader Joe's is more like a little... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, went there for the first time.
Very strict on their lanes, right?
Very strict. You can't go back. It's like Stu Leonard's.
Yep. Very strict. You can't go, and it's not normally like that. They're just with the guidelines. They're very strict. And then if you try to go back, it's like, what do you need? I'll go get it for you.
Right. Yeah, we had some girl that was like, do you need to go back? You need to start over. We're good.
Let me take you through the cones, right? It had traffic cones there.
Yes. Yeah. So maybe that's why I had like it was kind of like. Tight and like it was overwhelming, let's say that, because there were so many new things because I had never been there before. I had a lot of fun in the frozen section, like so much fun. I think that was my favorite part. The prices are good, like a normal store,
right?
And you said those cookies were like, you said you thought they were like
$3 or $4.
You said $7 last time. So when I looked and I was like $3 or $4, I was like, okay, what a steal. But I tried the oatmeal ones. Have you ever tried them?
Yeah. My kids didn't like them as much. Well, my kids didn't like them, which is why I never kept buying them. And I used to go very frequent because I had the bagel store.
Yeah.
And I would just always go there from the bagel store because that's where it was. And now it's a little bit out of the way. And then they closed because they moved. They weren't at that location. They were at a different corner.
Okay.
Yeah, so I never got back onto them.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do, like, my regular grocery shopping there. But I do find that, like, I like how fun everything is. Like, you never know what you're going to find. Mm-hmm. I did find that their aisles were a little confusing, though. Like, there would be, like, pasta and, like, frozen stuff. And then above it is, like, chocolates. I'm like, I'm missing things. I felt like, like, you know when you go through a museum and you're like, did we miss an aisle?
Yeah,
That's how I felt there. I'm like, I felt like I need to go a few times to really figure out what they have. I got, one of my favorite things that I got was their frozen vegetable masala burgers. They're, like, Indian spiced. And they're, like, veggie burgers. They are so good.
Really?
Really, really like those. I tried the cauliflower gnocchi because that's, like, famous. Have you ever tried that?
No.
It's, like, you know what gnocchi is, obviously. Yeah. It's cauliflower. So it's, like, super lower calorie. And everybody says to, like, make it in the air fryer. And it was pretty good, but I tried to eat the whole bag because the whole bag is, like, 330 calories. I was like, fuck it. That'll be my lunch. It's too much.
Really?
Yeah. But
something you would buy again or no?
Yeah. But I wouldn't be like, I need my cauliflower gnocchi this week. Like, I'm going to drive 20 minutes to Trader Joe's. Right, but if I'm in the area, I would go to pick it up.
Okay.
So, yeah, there was a few things that I really like. I love the cookies. I love those burgers.
Aaliyah got chili lime chicken burgers, and they are very good, too.
Ooh.
She really enjoyed them. I haven't tasted them yet, but she really enjoyed them.
Mm-hmm.
And
Zane loves the high-protein veggie burgers that you got him last time, so I grabbed him those again. The salmon burgers kind of bothered him a little bit. He's iffy with salmon. I don't know why.
I think it's, like, whether it's, like, wild versus, you know, like,
I got him a fresh piece, but it was still not wild-caught from Trader Joe's.
Right.
But it wasn't frozen, but it was, like, a fresh piece of salmon, but it said, like, farm-raised.
See, I think the farm-raised he's good with. I think the wild he's not.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Hmm. Because I actually don't remember what he said when he ate that salmon. He ate it yesterday. I think he was fine.
Yeah. I think that's the difference.
Maybe.
You know?
They say wild caught is supposed to be better for you, so that's ironic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I just envision, like, the wild would be out in the wild and can be crust and stuff like that. Where it's, like, if it's, like,
right.
farmed, that's all that's there,
right.
But I can be completely wrong because, you know, I don't know everything.
Algamil doesn't know anything.
I'll Google it later.
Algamil doesn't know shit, okay? Just stop listening at this point.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain stores. I remember you went to Whole Foods with me that one time when Zane got all those allergies.
Yes.
That was Whole Foods. And it's massive. It was huge. And I remember going there, like you just said, like blind. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
It's overwhelming.
They literally, though, stripped Zane of everything. So I remember walking out of there with that one paper bag, I spent $90.
That's insane.
$90. Mm-hmm. And I just remember saying, how am I supposed to keep this kid on this diet? Like, because they restricted him from everything for a month, I think it was, like, to get everything out of his body. And That was an expensive month. That's all I gotta say. That shit is so expensive. I couldn't afford Whole Foods. Like, as a regular grocery store each week. Like, I couldn't do my big shopping at Whole Foods all the time.
Also, though, Zane had to get, like, vegan cheese and vegan this. That stuff tends to be more expensive.
Anyway,
so I wonder if we went and we tried to get, like, their store brand of certain things.
Right.
We could, like, test it out. Where is there one? Is there?
There's one. That one was in Jericho, I think.
Oh,
that one's kind of far.
Yeah.
I have seen one. I don't know.
Looking it up.
I have seen one, I think on off 110 maybe.
Mm-hmm. What we're talking about is, so basically a few years ago, Zane had eosinophilus esophagitis.
I can't say hello without fucking it up, but eosinophilus esophagitis,
where basically he had white blood
An overgrowth of white blood cells.
Whatever fucking... He was supposed to get checked up on that, wasn't he?
I know, but he thinks he's fine. He doesn't have any of those things. And he's a big boy now, so I can't force him.
Yeah.
But...
They put, like, a camera... Like, they had to put him to sleep, like, a few times and put, like, a camera down his throat.
Do you remember that one time? It was just like, yeah.
We watched him. We watched them give him the anesthesia and just watched him literally just lose it in his body. It was the weirdest thing.
It was very weird.
So weird. But yeah, so they put him on this diet where he couldn't have any soy. And if you guys look at labels of food, there is soy in literally almost everything. Like, almost fucking everything. What even is soy?
Okay, Whole Foods is right in Comac.
So we should go.
I knew I saw one recently. It was probably that same time that I went to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
I knew I saw it recently. I just didn't know where.
Oh my God, we should go.
Yeah, Zane scared the shit out of me because I wasn't expecting anything. But, and if we, to backtrack, Zane was suffering from backaches.
Yes.
And he went for an MRI and he went for testing and he went to this and he went to that and nothing was helping his back. Yeah. And then one day, an endocrinologist happened to mention, or the pediatrician, I don't remember who it was, but somebody mentioned, does he have allergies? And I'm like, yeah.
A fucking lot.
Everything. And they said, because sometimes allergies can, like, depending on the level of allergies, can sometimes mimic backaches because it affects the esophagus. And that's, I don't know if his back pain ever, like, became, but that was how we found that. So thankfully, yes, that person happened to, I don't remember if, I think that was his regular pediatrician who said it.
Mm-hmm. He did suffer really bad backaches. Once he starts working out consistently, he's way better.
Yeah.
Because he strengthens it. Like, he complains about it way less.
It's, I mean, his career, that's what he does. He sits
in a chair.
Yeah. So unless he's going to sit there with perfect posture, you know.
Yeah.
You tend to slouch.
But it would be so bad, like, even if he was standing up the sink, like, washing dishes, he, like, couldn't stand there. But now he's, like, fine because he's been working out.
Goodness. That's great.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. So, yeah.
And that's it.
And that's it. Now we're Trader Joe's. Okay. Well, we'll update you guys on that next time.
It's stupid.
I know. This episode is all over the place, but I live
I've
for it.
I've enjoyed that whole show.
No. You guys said, somebody did say last time, they're like, I love the emails, but these episodes just hit different.
Yeah. But maybe twice good. In a row is a bad idea.
Guys, don't stop listening. We'll do emails next time, okay?
I mean, we were planning on it.
We were, but
some
I was like,
we had nothing to talk about. We do this every time. I know. It's just like, holy shit.
Well, because we were already like 40 something minutes in. Now we're 76 fucking minutes.
Oh, wait till I get done with it, though. I know. We'll be 20 minutes in.
God. Okay, we fucking love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to keep up with us, we have an Instagram. Make sure you go ahead and follow that. You'll stay up to date on episodes, Saturday shenanigans, all the good stuff. It's just at Aghmil, AGAHMIL. And if you want to email us, there's an email button also on our Instagram. Or if you want to just type it in, it's aghmilpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to keep up with us personally, I'm Alyssa. If you want to keep up with us personally, I'm Alyssa Rose on everything. I also have a YouTube channel. She's Jerry Eastman on everything. If you want to shop our merch, that's teespring.com/stores/Aghmil. It's pretty fucking cute. If you're confused, you're like, how the fuck did I find this? And where am I listening? And how do I do it? We're on the Anchor app. We're on Spotify. We're on the Apple Podcast app. We're on anywhere you can listen to a podcast. We're fucking there. Also, it would mean the world to us if you could go onto the podcast on iTunes and you could rate us 5 stars and give us a cute little rating. If you want to give us 4, I guess that's okay. But like five. If you want to give us less than 5, then forget I ever said this. I'm just joking. Rate us whatever you want. But it would be really awesome to get us up there on those charts if you guys are interested. We love you all so fucking much. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see y'all next time.
Okay, love you. Bye.